28-year-old Gladys Kiden says her husband subjected her to both emotional and physical abuse. Kiden, a nurse and a mother of 2 years, says she lost another pregnancy after her husband beat her to near death because she asked him to pay 2,000 South Sudanese pounds as compensation for a full tray of eggs her daughter broke.
Just from nowhere, he started beating me, boxing me, strangulating me, and I kept crying, shouting for help. All my neighbors ran to see what was happening, but because he had broken the gate, the key for the gate, no one could come in to even rescue me.
Kiden says she went back to her family house, but felt disappointed after her family members forced her to return to her abusive husband, arguing he already paid her bride price. She urges communities and families to value their children's lives more than the bride price paid by the groom's family and to stop normalizing abuse by men.
Do you know how much I can get in place of those dowries if I am leaving? What you should value is not whatever they have paid after me, but value my life. And I would also tell any other parent or any other community member that you should value the life of your child or your relative, because there is so much she can bring to the community or to the family as long as she's living.
Juba resident Stephen Lobang says high bride price in some communities is leading to gender-based violence and an increase in the rate at which marriages are breaking. Lobang says many men brutalize their wives because they are furious after paying many heads of cattle or a huge amount of money as bride price.
It is because of current anger. I have already paid. I have paid this, so I decide whatever I want to do. That is an anger. That is not true that they are not educated. They are educated. They may understand even the way of life very well. They may be able to take care of a family. But because of the anger of the bride price, of the money I have paid, of the cows I have paid, of the chicken I have paid, I have to deal with you the way I want to deal with you.
Lobang urges families and communities at large to stop commercializing their daughters, saying bride price should be nothing more than a token of appreciation to the bride's family. He encourages young people to fight for their rights and convince their families to reduce bride price.
I think it is high time we also try to advocate for our rights. As young people, first of all, I want to get married, you want to get married. It is us to talk to our parents that, look, don't sell us as ladies. But also, as young men, we talk to our parents that, look, talk to yourself so that you are able to lower these prices. Otherwise, we become thieves.
He then says she encountered challenges after deciding to leave her abusive marriage, but received assistance from a women's rights organization.
I could ask relatives, you know, they told me no, they don't want someone to come back home, you know, you have to stay in your marriage, even if that problem has happened like that. And I'm like, I cannot go back there. Someone has beaten me to death point, again you're sending me there. What do you think he will do next?
Kiden says she had no money to leave and in the beginning slept in a corridor of woman's home in her tribe. She is calling on the government and non-governmental organizations working to prevent gender-based violence to do more to educate communities about the dangers of abusing women and girls. Kiden also encourages married women to speak up against all forms of violence. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.